Earth and Sky.
A lot of our wildlife species are rapidly declining because they cannot adapt to changes in their environment. We have another whole group of species that are increasing. They are highly adaptable.
That was Greg Creasy with the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department.
He spoke to Earth and Sky about how some wildlife are adapting to the world of humans. For example, white-tailed deer. A few decades ago, it was a treat to catch sight of one. Today, deer populations are at an all-time high. Here in the U.S., we've got what experts call a suburban deer problem. Deer are thriving in the open green spaces of American suburbia, which lack a deer's traditional predators, including mountain lions and wolves. According to Creasy, deer do just fine eating what people plant in their yards and gardens.
And they provide a year-round source of food for deer, unlike in a wilder area where they have stress periods during drought or during the winter.
Deer don't dump over garbage or eat people's cats, but some people don't like them in their yards. With deer and many other creatures, the question is whether we can figure out a way to coexist in what's become an increasingly human world.
Special thanks today to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.
At earthsky.org.